Duluth Superintendent of Schools Bill Grunseth takes a moment where he's no doubt standing in line somewhere to schmooze with us about a little bit of good news that the school board got recently. Hey, Bill, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Lisa. I'm happy to be with you.
So the school board decided, after a lot of folks had been seeing on the news and were really concerned about the possibility of this rubber mulch that you're using on playgrounds, and there had been some conversation about that mulch maybe being linked to cancer, and so folks were concerned and decided to replace the rubber mulch, and it turns out that the mulch replacement project came in at about $1 million, and the cost has been reduced by about $48,000. So one would think that would be fabulous news, right?
Well, anytime that we can save money on a project, we're happy. So definitely.
you ended up, at any rate, with $48,000 less. Now, are there other playgrounds, perhaps, that could be where the mulch could be taken care of for that money? Or can you just say, hey, gosh, look, here's $48,000 we can tuck in a savings account for something else? I'm sure it isn't that simple when we're talking about the school district or any other outfit like that, I'm guessing.
Well, that's true. And we did take care of all of the playgrounds. So all of the playgrounds have been completed. They all have engineered wood chips rather than the rubber mulch. And because this wasn't a project that we had planned on in our 10-year long-term facilities plan, we had to put other projects on hold for a while to be able to do this. So any money that we save means that we can do some of those projects that we've had on the list for quite a while.
Are there any thoughts yet about what those projects might be, or is that going to require a few more meetings and some more discussion?
Well, we'll have to take a look at our 10-year plan again and make some decisions about what things need to take priority as far as maintenance on our buildings and grounds. So each year, the district reviews a 10-year plan with the school board, and so we will be doing that as usual and making some decisions on what needs to be done, what doesn't need to be done right away. We currently are working on the Rockridge site as well in preparation for Woodland Hills Academy to move into that site. And so we have a couple of projects going on right now that could probably use some attention.
When you get, which I don't suppose happens often enough that you're really familiar with the procedure, but for example, you were going to replace the playground mulch, and it came in a little bit under budget, and so you've got a little bit of extra money. Are you constrained at all by how you need to use that money? I mean, for example, does it need to go to something else outdoors? Could it be repurposed to do something for academics? What kinds of restrictions do you have on that?
Well, there are several different funding sources for schools and for projects such as this. And so the majority of the funds for this project came from long-term facilities maintenance. And so they can only be used on buildings. So, for instance, we couldn't take this same cash and go and hire another staff member.
Okay. All right. So there are plenty of those projects obviously coming up, and but that is definitely good news. One of the school board members said that he was concerned about the cost to approve a change order.
Yeah.
Did something have, let me guess. You come in under budget and there needs to be more paperwork filed.
Well, it is something to that effect. Some of the conditions at the playgrounds, it was that we were going to have poured in place rubber over the footings of the equipment because it was the depth of the footings that was causing us to have to take it all out and put them in deeper. So when they started the project, they found that some of the footings were actually deeper than we expected. And so we didn't have to do poured-in-place rubber on the footings that were deep enough. And so that's where the savings come in. But what changed was all of the plans for doing this project, because we were no longer putting poured-in-place on some of the playgrounds. And so the architects had to redesign the project, and that's where the change order came in. But that's also where the savings came in.
So we're left, as we so often are in this modern age, with remembering a time when all of our playgrounds were asphalt and we just fell off if we needed to and bounced or didn't. And we think about those good old days, but the same good old days where you would have just said to the people, hey, don't worry about it. You know, you don't need to do the poured-in-place rubber because the footings are deep enough. And then you wouldn't have had to do more paperwork. So the good old days are a mixed bag, are they not?
They are.
Bill, thanks so much for taking a couple minutes to explain that to folks who were interested and curious about it. And like I say, regardless, it's good news. And we don't get a lot of good news about budgets. So when we do, that's always a good thing.
That is so true.
Thanks again for joining us, Bill.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bill Gronsett, the Duluth Superintendent of Schools, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning.